Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hey, we're going back to last Thursday to talk about this Kanye meeting. I know you've all probably heard enough about the Kanye meeting with the president and how it was broadcast and the press conference in the Oval Office. Not really even a press conference, just sort of a long diatribe of thoughts from both the president, but mainly from Kanye. You know, the news click we had was to talk about the press briefing, and 74% of the people found it just ridiculous, 16% found it counterproductive, only 6% admitted that maybe it did some good. And look, that's not really what I wanted to dive into right now, but I did want to talk a little bit about just what it was like to be in the room, and someone who has a distinct knowledge of that is Lynn Sweet. She's the longtime Washington, D.C. bureau chief for the Chicago Sun-Times, also writes for The Hill. Lynn, thanks so much for joining us here on WGN.
Right, thank you. Just quick thing, I don't write for The Hill. But
oh, you don't?
I do
for
The Sun-Times.
You write for The Sun-Times. I thought I saw that in...
Yes, I am. You did not get it from a credible source.
There you go.
Here we are together.
I didn't get it from The Sun-Times, and here we are. But anyways, so you were in the room. And I got to ask, so, you know, from watching it on TV, it just kind of came off as bizarre, but I don't cover a lot of Oval Office meetings. What was your reaction, just from a sense of how it compares to a typical meeting in a typical Oval Office?
Well, here's what's remarkable, is that it was free form. It was usually a president is the star of anything that happens in the Oval Office. But within moments of this unfolding, West became the focal point, with Trump sitting behind his desk with his hands, you know, folded, thumb to thumb, fingers to fingers, watching, even keeping him silenced while this was going on. The first 10 minutes were basically a monologue.
Mm-hmm. And what I find fascinating, you reveal in the column, is that after the meeting, as you guys are exiting the Oval Office, Kanye actually stopped to ask you a question. What did he ask you?
Well, he asked me, how did I feel? And I, you know, thinking, you never know how much time you have when you're walking out of the Oval Office, because there are press assistants who are there to hustle you out. But because they saw he was talking to me, they deferred to him a bit. So I didn't answer directly at first, and he pressed me again. How do I feel?
Well, Lynn, do you have a relationship?
Surprised.
Have you interviewed Kanye before? Did he know you were from Chicago reporting for the Sun-Times?
He knew who I was because during the press availability, I identified myself as a reporter with the Chicago Sun-Times. Whether or not he was aware exactly of my name or whatever, I had mentioned it to him when we started talking, and he's been around Chicago a lot, so have I. But the point is, at the point he was talking to me, he knew I was from Chicago. Mm-hmm. I had already asked a question. What is it that he wanted President Trump to do for Chicago, given that he was in the Oval Office to talk about Chicago crime? And he went on, and that answer, which has been widely reported, is he told President Trump that he disagreed with his position on stop and frisk, and he's trying to bring jobs to Chicago, and the crime rate is going down. It's not going up, despite what President Trump says. So he knew who I worked for, which I think was the main reason he engaged in conversation.
Well, you saved your answer to the end of the column, so I hate to say spoiler alert, but if you want to read it, go read it. So what did you respond?
I said I said that anything, that any good idea that someone has to stop crime in Chicago is welcome. That has been true for all the years we've been talking about this. And then I said that, you know, solving crime in Chicago transcends politics. And if anything, you know, you did here today helps, it helps.
Did he have any reaction
and
to what you said?
He was starting to talk to engage in conversation, and then I was hustled out by the press handlers, so that was the end of it. I think if it was up to him, he would have taken a few more minutes to talk. But when you're told to leave the Oval Office and someone's kind of pushing you out, you better go with or without Kanye West talking to
so
you.
What I found fascinating about the press conference was, I think when he was talking about Chicago violence, that's where I felt it was the most rooted in facts and most driven in terms of here's what we want. And then to read in your column about this Soho summit, it almost seems to start to line up and make a little bit more sense. So talk us through this Soho summit that Kanye had last week, and it was before the press conference, right?
Right. This is the backstory that's fascinating. So what might have seemed to you stream of consciousness really was part of a briefing. So I'm in Oval Office, and all of a sudden, West drops the name of Michael Sachs, just like he also dropped the name of Larry Hoover, mm-hmm. the notorious gangster disciples kingpin. And Michael Sachs is Rahm Emanuel top advisor and donor. I'm thinking, I'm in the Oval Office. I'm probably the only one of everyone there outside of, you know, West and me who knows who these people are.
Right.
But in any event, so Michael Sachs knows, as everyone knows, that West is going to the White House because the White House announced it, and they know the Chicago crime was on the agenda. So they got him in a meeting. West picks the Soho House as the place, and he got a briefing from Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson and Michael Sachs.
Is it just because whenever Kanye speaks and he wants to do something, people are going to listen? Or is it because they knew he was going to the White House, and whether this seems crazy to you or not, that West and his family have this pull with the president that they wanted to get this? They were using Kanye to get this message to the president.
Absolutely. They thought that, and I, Michael Sachs confirmed, and I have this in the column, and I also reported it on Thursday, that they didn't want West to go to this meeting uninformed. And they didn't tell him what to say or what to do, but they wanted him to have an understanding of the city's perspective, since Trump last week had come out against a agreement that had been in place for a while now between the ACLU of Illinois and the Chicago Police Department, laying the ground rules for police stop and frisk. So last Monday, Trump says that is a terrible agreement. The president heard a different message from West last week.
What sort of influence does that family really have in the president? Do you think that the president, or it could be twofold. Is it that the president knows that he can reach a different base by interacting with Kanye? Or do you feel like there's some actual influence there to get some things done?
The answer is both. They have astounding influence. They're able just to get into the Oval Office for meetings. That's in past presidencies, that's been very hard to do. And it's to really plead for a special cause. Kim Kardashian, West's wife, went in it for a private meeting with Trump and came out with a commutation for a nonviolent drug offender who is in a life sentence. A little different situation, by the way, than with Larry Hoover.
Right.
Who has a long criminal record, is associated with many violent acts through the gangs he was associated with, and when he was in state prison, got busted for running a drug ring. That's what, put him in a federal penitentiary with 6 consecutive life sentences. But here's what's amazing about the clout of the Kardashian-West couple, and it's that West was able to get Larry Hoover's lawyer in at the meeting,
which is not easy to do. To get any meeting with the president is incredible.
It would seem so. Now, I don't care what your politics are or your views on Trump or Obama. It usually is very hard to get especially when you're just a special case pleader. If you're a hero or you're like the minister who came home from imprisonment in Turkey, you go to the Oval Office, you save somebody. It's usually something of great magnitude for a public meeting with the president. So here, this attorney, I don't blame him for taking the meeting. He gets a call from the West's people, come to the White House, and you get to, make your pitch for Larry Hoover.
Yeah.
But it shows the sway and the clout that this couple has to get stuff in front of President Trump.
Politics makes such strange bedfellows at times. Do you see that Eddie Johnson, Mayor Emanuel, his people will continue to use Kanye as a chance to get into the president's way of thinking or to relay a message? Is that a way to go? I mean, you're going to end up with a stream of consciousness thought, but if you get a few things out of it, then who cares?
Well, I call it crazy like a fox. So, yes, it was rambling. It had weirdness. It was bizarre. But if you take away the stuff about an alternate universe and Yeezy ideations and stuff like that. There is a there. So the other thing is why the city and Michael Sachs wants a relationship with West is he was raised in Chicago. He wants to do more for the city. The other thing that happened last Wednesday is that he met in Chicago with the CEO of Adidas.
Right.
That's a German company. He's representative for him. His shoe line is a hot seller. And he's telling Adidas, you should build a plant in Chicago.
So obviously some business interest there. Yeah.
If he has the sway to do that, everyone who's involved in criminal justice says what really helps is having more jobs for more people. So there's kind of a unity of thought here.
And that's, Lynn, I think why so many people looked at that meeting and just went to this was ridiculous. But when you really start to break down the political connections between what's happening and reality, there could be some things that get done. Lynn, unfortunately, we're out of time. You can read the whole column at the Chicago Sun-Times. Not the Hill. Don't go there. Chicago Sun-Times only. Lynn, thanks for jumping on with us here today.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. All right. Plenty more coming up on 720 WGN.